Welcome to the We Are TR podcast. Listen as we talk about what brings us all to this great town. Enjoy.
Hey guys, and welcome to the We Are TR podcast. I'm Brandon, along with Lacey. And Lacey, you just got back from Guatemala. How was that?
It was incredible. Our team went down, we built stoves and did some cultural activities. And it was the second year in a row I got to take two of my kids, and it's a really special week. We all got food poisoning, though. Everyone on the team actually was out at least one day. That was bad news.
That's not good. Is that going to cut down on your world travels?
I feel better now.
Forget all about it, huh? Right. So we've been doing buy and sell. I think we said we're going to try to do something new. We're going to do a top three for a little while. So pull it out of the random subject out of the hat, and we're going to do top three ice cream
flavors.
So what's your top three?
Well, I'm boring. I really, truly
chocolate,
love vanilla.
And strawberry.
I don't like chocolate or strawberry, but vanilla is in my top three, and mint. And I like cookies and cream.
Cookies and cream's good. Yeah, I think, for me, I'll go chocolate for three, cookie dough, and then Graham Central Station.
Oh, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah, I like that one, especially mixing like a little milkshake and all the stuff kind of is at the bottom.
Yeah, it's really good. I want it to be throughout.
Yeah. So we're here at Sunset Slush with Kevin. You got top three ice cream. You got a lot. Oh, I guess you're Italian ice, but.
Well, we're going to make you choose ice cream.
Ice cream. Okay.
So I think it probably goes over.
It does. It works. They work well together. I would have to say probably Moose Tracks.
Ooh, I love Moose Tracks.
And then mint chocolate chip. Yeah. And then cookie dough is my all-time favorite.
See, you guys both put cookie dough in there, and I don't care if I ever eat cookie dough again. The dough part doesn't do it for me.
I grew up at Dairy Queen eating cookie dough blizzards.
I would do Reese's
every,
cup
every
of Dairy
day
Queen.
After my baseball games.
Yeah, or Butterfinger blizzards. As a kid. Love the Butterfinger one.
Yeah, well, like I said, we're at Sunset Slush. Tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got started here, what goes on here at the business.
My name is Kevin Bugs. I moved here 10 years ago from Buffalo, New York. Moved down here, worked it in the...
Was you sad this year, playoffs?
Yeah, it was sad, but we're used to it. We're used to it at this point. Most of the fan base is used to the disappointment. We get our hopes up, and then it goes down. It's part of being a Bills fan, but we're on to next year now. We move on pretty quick. I actually transferred down here from working with Panera, and I've been in the food industry for, I don't know, pretty much my entire life, 30 years or so, probably a little less than that, but going on 30 years, I've been general manager of Panera. I worked for Five Guys and worked for all the corporate and whatnot people. Worked for Red Robin up in Buffalo and Ruby Tuesdays and all the corporate restaurants. And
Five Guys is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Do you love Five Guys?
I worked as a general manager for them for a year and a half, and it was good, but working long hours and building a family here was hard, working those long restaurant hours. So I figured if I was going to work those long hours, I would do it for myself. And we just kind of fell into, at the beginning of COVID, the Sunset Slush company was selling licensing fees and at a highly discounted rate to get more people to do it during COVID. And we decided to jump on it and whatnot. It would have started a whole lot sooner, but I got COVID and wasn't able to go visit them. They're based out of Ocean Isle Beach, North Carolina. And a lot of our customers now say they go to the beach just for Sunset Slush, and now they don't necessarily have to.
Yeah.
Because we're here and we're open year-round, so they can come and get our ices for any time of the year, cold or...
Yeah.
I didn't realize Sunset Slush was like a big franchise.
Yeah, it's not technically a franchise because they don't charge fees. You don't have to pay them profits. You get a licensing fee. It's basically you're an owner operator, okay. An independent operator with them. They sell you the licensing fee, one time fee, and then you have to buy the ice from them and the cups and use their colors, and they have to approve any color changes and on signs or anything like that. But you buy it. Like I bought the cart that I have from them. They buy it from the company, and then we buy it from them. So
how many are there? Do you know?
Oh, there's over 100. Okay. They're all up and down the East Coast. They actually just moved into, just this past year, they had, they opened one in Las Vegas, and we're just outside Las Vegas in Henderson County, in just outside of San Diego, and one in Arizona.
Okay.
So they're moving to the West Coast now. They haven't gotten all the way up to New York yet. I know that there aren't any in New York, but there are some in Massachusetts. This is where it's originally based out of.
Okay.
Sunset Slush is originally out of Boston, Massachusetts.
Okay.
A company called Rich's Italian Ice, or Richie's Italian Ice.
Okay.
It's the same product, just a different name. The owner of that business sold their company to what is now Sunset Slush, and they said you can put that anywhere in the United States except for Boston. Because they were keeping that as a local
sure.
business. So.
So what are some things that have been fun about living in the South compared to, you know, I have a lot of family in upstate New York. That's where my dad was raised. So I know it's like a different world in many ways. So what are some things that your family's loved about being down here?
It is. I like the people. The people seem to be a lot nicer down here. It's a little bit slower paced, which is okay. I don't mind the slower pace. That builds in with the good hospitality. People are okay with waiting for things that they want,
yeah.
as long as it's not an outlandish amount of time. People are okay with waiting. That's what I've found from being in the restaurant industry down here.
Interesting.
At least, I like the falls and springs. The mild temperatures like now.
Yeah.
These are my favorite times.
You don't miss the winter?
I don't.
I not do.
The, You're not the only the, one that likes
winter. Not the extreme snows that I had to deal with, but I miss the snow from time to time. I've traveled up to the mountains of Asheville a couple of times to let my daughters play in the snow, since we don't get much snow here. So
we do not.
I'm happy about that.
I am not. So sad.
I do tell my wife, who's born and raised here, that I'm going to take her up in like January one year to Buffalo and let her see what a real snow is.
Yes. Yeah.
Not the ice and things that they
I've been to here. Buffalo in Canada when it was that cold, and I did not enjoy it.
I like it.
it can be frigid. I remember in high school waiting in ankle deep or higher snow for my bus. So,
oh my goodness,
would you have went and shoveled the field for $20 an hour?
Yeah,
if I was just to get on the field.
If they would have offered that while I was home after I graduated college, I would have 100% been there and done that.
Yeah, it'd probably been a fun experience just to be on the field.
Yeah, I have a friend from back when I was working at Red Robin in Buffalo, and he actually does all those things. He drives the Zamboni at the Sabres games.
Oh,
he works for the Sabres and for the Bills and whatnot, and does those things.
Wow.
That's cool. Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about all the things you have here. So you have Italian ice, you also have smoothies.
Yep.
And do you ever put Italian ice in a smoothie? Is that
no,
a thing?
It doesn't.
Okay.
It doesn't really
doesn't
combine, combine well.
Not a good idea. All right. And then I'm looking around here, I see that you guys have done some things where you have like these team smoothies. I think that's a really fun idea. So they're just inspired by the local sports teams here.
Yeah, they kind of have that color.
Okay.
Like the Paladins one with the mango and blueberries will come out to like a purplish color.
That's
so
fun.
So that does it. The Gamecocks one comes out to a red color. The Tigers one comes out to a yellowish orange.
That's fun.
Color and so we just kind of.
What happens if your favorite flavor isn't your favorite team? You just have to.
It depends. It's funny. It's funny down here. I didn't grow up where college football was the thing. It was pros. It was always pro sports. So it's funny to see down here the amount of people that will come in and see the teams and say, well, I'm not getting that one because it's a Gamecocks or it's a Tigers one, so I'm not going to get it. Yeah, I mean, we have so many choices that it doesn't really matter. They can find something else.
A ton of choices. Yeah.
So do you make the ice here? Or?
No, we don't make the ice. We just order it. We actually...
Do you have to freeze it, or does it come in frozen?
It comes in frozen. Really? So I drive up to Greensboro a couple times a month when it's busy and pick up. They have a distribution center up in Greensboro, so okay. I'll drive up to Greensboro, pick it up. I have cooling blankets in my car that I just put around them, and it keeps them cool for the three-hour drive home.
Wow.
And I just drive right here and put them in the freezers.
Oh, cool.
But so yeah, it's made. It's actually made in Boston still. Like the manufacturing plant, I believe, is still in Boston.
Interesting.
So the company has truckloads, like they have freezers that are the size of this store that they keep.
Is there like a shelf life on ice?
Nope.
I didn't figure out.
I mean, they say that it's about 2 years.
Oh,
but
really? Okay.
I mean, with how popular it is, there's no way that
it's going to last that long. It's going to last. Yeah.
Unless you're looking at like a flavor like maybe eggnog or Fireball, where it's just kind of like
it wasn't either
one of those. Cinnamon.
It is cinnamon.
It's like cinnamon
okay.
whiskey.
Yeah,
it's
have you tried
disgusting.
That one?
Yes, unfortunately.
Fireball whiskey, disgusting. Regular whiskey. Oh, I like regular Fireball whiskey. I don't think it's bad.
Ugh.
I think it tastes like a cinnamon stick or I don't think that's bad.
Yeah, and that's what. And that's
I've never tried the ice.
That's what the Fireball is.
It's kind of a fun combination with. I combined one recently. And then I was like, oh my word, it's my favorite, but I don't know if I can remember it. And I know you serve a lot of people, so you probably can't either. But you had told me, like, oh, have you ever tried this? And then, because I don't usually like to mix. I usually just like straight peach or whatever. But you had convinced me to try one, and it tasted
people
like...
People don't realize that they can actually swirl different flavors together and try to mix, like, different flavors. Now, if someone's coming in and wanting to swirl something crazy, like, I don't know, like... eggnog and green apple, I'd probably tell them that they want to do them separate first, and if they like them together, then I have no problem swirling it after that, but I don't like to swirl things that people haven't tried before.
Do you sell a lot of eggnog?
A good amount.
Ugh.
I mean, when people...
Listen to you,
if
eggnog.
You like,
I agree.
If you like eggnog, you'll like that.
People My son
like eggnog,
loves eggnog, and it's like the grossest thing.
And that doesn't have dairy in it, so that's kind of... People who like that taste of the eggnog and maybe develop their...
What is
their
nog? They couldn't have thought of something better to
nog.
Call it.
What is nog? That's a good question. Eggnog. It is cool that it's all dairy-free, gluten-free. Like, you just, like, you know, it's autumn. It just is already.
Yep, and we have 6 flavors right now that don't have... any dyes in them too.
Oh, that's great.
So there's a list of 6. There's like lemon and root beer, which is actually a pretty popular one. The coconut cream, all the white ones don't have any dyes in them and things like that. And we actually just added a new flavor that isn't on the menu yet called Crybaby. It's a swirled. It's swirled. It's green apple, blue raspberry, and cherry swirled together. But it has it has a sour, one of the sour components to it, that makes it an extra sour.
Yes, my kids probably tried that, but I never loved those Warhead things.
That's kind of...
Hey, do you like those, Warheads?
Not really. I mean, I don't go... It's not my first thing I go for.
Yeah.
But my 2-year-old, she tried one, and like, it was the best thing she ever had in her life.
There's a lot of people that like sour. My wife loves sour things.
Oh, yeah, one of my boys does.
It's just... I'm not a big fan of it, but I've had enough people ask me about it between my events and here that know Sunset Slush and know that they have that flavor.
Yeah.
That they've been asking when we're going to get it. So I figured I'd bring it in and see.
Yeah.
See how it does.
And you have a koozie program too. Tell us about that. How that works.
So you buy a koozie and it comes with 4 scoops, and you buy that koozie and you keep it and you keep bringing it back and you get discounts, whether it's at our cart or in the store. You get a discount on small, medium, large. As long as you bring it back, and we just keep refilling it over and over. And if you go out to the beach and bring that koozie and take it to, and just about every Sunset Slush will honor ones from different areas. I've had ones come in from North Carolina, from Georgia, all over that they bought. Even there's another one around here that says Sunset Slush Greenville, and not Traveler's Rest. So that's actually how we found out about Sunset Slush, they came into our neighborhood. But I own one of their koozies.
That's really funny.
And we see koozies from all over just coming in and out of the store, and we honor them.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a customer that comes in during the summer months, probably a couple times a month that he'll bring in his four koozies and get four different scoops in each one of the koozies. So
that's really funny. You have a cart? Okay, just tell us how the cart works.
We have a cart that we bring to any event. It carries anywhere from 4 to 6 flavors. And we can either sell out of it individually or people can pay. We've had people pay at weddings to do unlimited for a certain amount of hours.
Okay.
But we also do individual. Like if they know that there's going to be 50 people and they want to pre-buy for 50 people, we do a ticket program where we'll give them tickets and they'll just prepay.
Okay.
But we'll go just about anywhere in the upstate. Just pricing depends on how many people there are, what the event is, how far away it is, things like that. But we also do festivals and concerts, like we're at all the concerts at Trailblazer Park. We do movies, we can do school events, anything like that. Appreciation days. We actually just booked an appreciation day for Greer Middle College that we're going to be going out there for their teacher appreciation day or week, whatever. So those types of things.
Yeah, I've been to a few birthday parties you've been at.
Yeah.
It's always my fun. I'm like, ooh, yeah. Sunset slush.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah. Yep.
I like the idea. I mean, I guess you can see how different prices are, but I like the idea of being just like it's there and they've already prepaid so people can just go get it. Like, that's
yeah,
fun.
And sometimes they just have us, they pay for us to just come out for people to buy, and it's just a minimal fee depending on how far away it is just for us to come out. Like we did a 4th of July event at a neighborhood off of State Park Road last year. So
and so then people start coming up and buying almost like an ice cream truck.
Yep.
Basically. Yep. Yeah.
And they'll tell the people in the neighborhood and we'll promote it so that people who there are people that will track us down from different places that say, oh, we saw online that you were here, so we had to come out. And
you routinely go to the market, right? The Slater Marietta Market?
The Slater Marietta Market, yep. Yeah. We do all those on Friday nights.
Yeah, have you ever been to those, Brian?
Mm-hmm. I've been to one or two, yeah.
They do a nice job. They're really up and coming.
Yeah,
I know you come to my neighborhood, and I live right beside the pool, so it's,
Oh, nice.
It's super, and I just walk over there, get some slush.
I love the slushes. Like the little
bell. Me and all the
bell.
Kids.
Yeah. You need a little bell. And also, people can buy it, though, by the, like, I don't know what
quart and pint.
Okay, yep. Take it home.
Take it home. We have ones pre-scooped, but we can do anything. Any of the swirls, any swirls that you make up. We have a regular that comes in about once a month that does his own kind of swirls.
Yeah.
Makes his own.
And there's ones that like some of my workers have come up with, like the cotton candy and blue vanilla. Isn't on the board, but it's a really good swirl. Like a lot of people like those two together.
So what's your most popular flavor?
Our most popular flavor is the Rainbow USA, the swirled lemon, cherry, and blue raspberry. We probably sell double the amount of that compared to anything else. And then it's blue raspberry is our most popular single flavor.
What's your favorite flavor?
I like the weird flavors. I'm a big question. Like root beer, green apple,
root
banana,
beer. Yeah.
Those types of flavors. Those flavors are probably, I like the weird ones that you wouldn't think. Pear. When we first opened, we only had about 12, I think we did 12 flavors. So up to, from blue raspberry to eggnog, we brought in to start. That's all that we had when we first opened. And the peppermint and eggnog we brought in because we were opening during a winter season. So we figured, okay, we're opening in the late fall, early winter. We bring in those flavors. People might get those because they're seasonal. And then I brought in the pear as one of our original flavors because that's what I like. I always like the pear.
Yeah, that's really fun. Well, we always ask some questions that are just completely random, and so we're gonna run through those. Okay, so the first is, would you rather stay up all night to finish a project or wake up early to complete it?
Wake up early. Always a morning. I've always been a morning person. I'll go to bed at 8, 9 o'clock, especially now with kids, but I'll be up at 6, 6:30 and be ready to go. I usually... At this point, I'm taking my daughter to school, and I'm up before and downstairs ready to go before she's even close to being ready.
Yeah, well, sure. I don't know how old she is, but being ready for a girl.
Yeah, I'll stay up all night.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I get up at like 4 every morning, but like...
To live your life, to start your day?
Yeah.
Usually. What?
But I'd much rather... It doesn't come natural.
Oh.
I have to have a very in-depth conversation with myself before I get up.
What are you doing at 4 in the morning?
I went to the gym.
Oh, man. Yeah,
it's the only time I have to go.
Lester, you have a lot. You're at a season of life that's really busy with the little kids. That is very different. Yeah.
If I had my choice, I'm going to stay up late.
Yeah, I'm always a late night.
Yeah, I used to be. That was part of being in the restaurant industry was closing. Closing a restaurant, you're out till 12, 1 o'clock, and then you're going out with the crew afterwards. That's how I used to be, but having to move up into the restaurant business where you basically have to work, like especially at Panera, if I wanted to move up, their early shifts were 5 a.m. to 2 p.m. So
yeah.
being at the store by 4:30, you have to be up early. And then I went through a phase at Five Guys where I was working till 11 o'clock at night and having to be back at 6 in the morning the next day.
Too much.
It's
too much. All right. This is a really important one, guys. After finishing cereal, do you drink the milk?
Of course. Who doesn't?
Yeah. It depends on the cereal.
What?
To me.
It's so wasteful.
to me, it depends on
the
cereal.
It's the best part of the cereal.
If it's like a Cocoa Puffs or a Cinnamon Toast Crunch, then yeah. And that's the cereal
Toast
that I usually
Crunch
eat.
And a little bit of the cinnamon gets off bottom of the bowl. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, and like Lucky Charms or something like that.
Yeah.
But if I'm eating just a plain like Rice Krispie or Rice Krispie treats or whatever.
Rice Krispies, yeah.
I probably wouldn't.
That's funny. I feel like I've got to. Do you guys remember, speaking of Rice Krispie cereal, do you remember there was a cereal called Rice Krispie Treats?
Yes.
It was
my favorite that already had the clusters in
it.
Yeah.
It was kind of great.
Yeah.
They basically added, I'm sure.
Yeah,
and now
they're making, I just saw that they're making loaded Trix and loaded Cinnamon Toast Crunch where they have like filling in them.
No.
Like, it's that cereal, and they put, like, vanilla cream filling in it.
No.
Why do you need that? Oh, I did.
They're making everything with marshmallows now, too. Like,
yes.
Frosted Flakes, they have
marshmallows
and everything.
Frosted Flakes do not eat marshmallows. That's
we found cereal popcorn.
What?
That cereal popcorn.
It tastes like...
No, it's actually got, like, some kind of coating on it that's almost, like, milk-based. And, but it have like fruity pebbles on it. But yeah, it's popcorn.
Yeah,
and so good. Really?
And so good.
And the popcorn, I just saw the Smart Food, their popcorn, they just made a glazed donut.
Oh, my word. I love popcorn, but I actually like my popcorn to be plain.
No, you try a Fruity Pebbles popcorn.
I like savory popcorn. I'm not a big fan
too,
of
Yeah, I like savory popcorn.
Yeah, like the cotton candy stuff that coats the popcorn, I'm not a huge fan of.
No.
But I can do like a cheddar or bacon
white cheddar. On. I just like regular plain popcorn. I know, I am kind of boring. All right, I'm not boring in other ways, but my food tastes apparently are. All right, what was your favorite show as a kid?
Favorite show?
As a kid.
So many shows that I used to watch.
I don't think I was really a kid, but I was young. I really loved that show called Saved by the Bell.
Yes, I know that. I knew you would love Saved by the Bell.
I did love it.
Saved by the Bell, those Friday night or Saturday night shows like Family Matters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
TGIF.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
those all the time. Full House.
Full House.
But is it like a kid?
Family Matters.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of the 90s X-Men.
I don't remember that.
It was like a cartoon.
Yeah.
And they're actually bringing it back.
We watched Smurfs a lot as a kid.
Yeah, I watched Smurfs.
Yeah, I don't.
I like the Fresh Prince. That was one of my favorites.
I watched the Nickelodeon cartoons. Rugrats and Ren and Stimpy that I probably shouldn't have been watching as a kid.
I still watch Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah,
I forgot about
that.
Rugrats, I feel like we watched Rugrats. I remember it, but I don't think I was older, I guess, or I don't know. I did like Rugrats. They're funny little kids. We didn't have, we didn't have TV for about 4 years. We were watching, this is a side story, but it's funny. My family was watching The Dukes of Hazzard on a Friday night, like you do, and it was like the 8 o'clock hour, you know, when you all had together because TV only came on at one time, and we were watching it, and then it stopped in the middle, like the TV just broke, and we were all like, what's gonna happen to Bo and Luke? Like, what's gonna happen? And my dad just stood up and said, I'm done. And for 4 years he refused to buy a television because he was like, I'm done, I'm just done with this nonsense. So we didn't have a TV for
just like, gathered around the radio like old
we
times.
Actually started reading Little House on the Prairie books and like eventually came to like it, and it was really funny though because we were like, what, no TV, Dad? I don't know. Anyway, funny season of life.
Wow.
We survived.
All right, well, where can people find you on Facebook, Instagram, website?
We are at Sunset Slush of Traveler's Rest, both on Instagram and Facebook.
You doing any TikTok or anything?
We're not doing any of that right now. We're looking at possibly doing a little bit more TikTok and things like that. That was actually, my dad actually just brought that up about TikTok. And we might end up doing that as well. But I don't really, unfortunately, I don't do a lot of the social media posts. My dad does that, and he's not into the TikTok wave
yet. I think
he'll
be okay without it.
So we might do it, and who knows? Maybe I'll have my 11-year-old do those posts, because she's probably more into it and knows what'll work and what won't.
That's
so
funny.
All right, let's see where we find you at.
Traveler's Rest here, Instagram, Facebook.
And when are your newsletters? Is it every Friday?
Every Friday morning, yep. And so
just got one this morning, took a look at it.
Yeah, so just sign up at the bottom of our website. There's a sign-up place, and then you can hear about all kinds of stuff.
All right, you find me at Tim's Mobile Detail on all the platforms. Thanks for having us. This was a fun time.
Yeah,
good.
Thank you.
Hey, guys, and thanks for listening to that episode. We really hope you enjoyed it. We would like to invite you every third Tuesday of the month to the Community Tap for Trivia Night, hosted by me and Lacey from the We Are TR podcast. Come out, have fun, have a few drinks, and let's have a good time together.